Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gwen Morgan, who's the Discipline Design Leader for Interior Design in Plano, Texas, with Stantec. Gwen, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Stantec, if you would.
Sure. Stantec is a firm that focuses on a lot of different efforts that our interior designers are nationwide and touch on a number of different sectors. All of our practitioners, whether it's architecture, engineers, or interior designers, are all working together to create a holistic design solution. As you mentioned, I am here in Plano, and we do a lot of design that focuses on education. Throughout the country, we also focus on workplace and other sectors. So we will be speaking at NeoCon, myself and two of my colleagues, talking about makerspaces this year, and we'll be able to share that diverse expertise and how makerspaces are integrated into not only education environments, but also workplace and even multifamily.
What's a makerspace?
A makerspace is a place within a school or business or a multifamily location where people are provided with tools and machinery and storage and support to come up with creative ideas. And so in most cases, that's some kind of physical product, but in some cases, it may even be something more like think of a makerspace for ideas. So it may be a little bit more focused on business planning or coming up with clever marketing or graphic solutions. So it can really be a very diverse type of space depending on where it's located. One thing that we have noticed is that our clients will often come to us and say, I want a makerspace in my building. Mm-hmm. And I think they say that because it is such a trend right now. But what we would like to do is really help our clients figure out just what do they mean by makerspace. It's more than just dropping a 3D printer into the corner of your office. There's a more strategic approach that you can take to really make sure it fits in with your office culture or your educational goals.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, we could spend the rest of the time on this. I like to keep these things short. Is a makerspace collaborative or is it pensive? Because it seems to me like in different parts of the process, it could be one or the other.
Yes, exactly. It really depends on the part of the process. Some of our education clients really like to use it as a way to teach collaboration, which is a very important trend that they'll need for their future workplace environment. But certainly there are times where you individually are working on some component or on part of a piece of machinery where you're doing that work all alone.
Okay. Let's move to our topic of the day, how to work NeoCon. How many years have you been going to NeoCon?
So I've been to NeoCon 5 times, so not consistently. It's been, I'd say, 4 or 5 years since I've been.
So you haven't been in a while. You're going this year. How do you plan to work the show?
I like to start kind of the first day looking at some of the larger manufacturers with the more permanent showrooms to get a good sense of what they're doing as the industry leaders. I always check in with my colleague towards the end of the day to hear what they've seen that I definitely need to make sure to hit the next day. On the second day, I prefer to peruse kind of the smaller, the more temporary booths that are usually on seventh floor. You can really find some interesting ideas that are very innovative and can really be the place where those trends take off from in future years. So I like to definitely check out both.
Do you use gravity as your friend? Do you go up to 11 at the beginning and then walk down to 10 and then down to 3? How do you do that?
Yeah, I do. Aside from appointments, I do like to start at the top and work down, yes. Yeah.
So then you save the seventh floor, which is the more temporary spaces, and you do that the second day.
Yeah, that's my preferred order. I think you can get through it a little bit faster because the area is smaller, but like I said, lots of neat ideas there.
All right, let me ask you this. So you said you collaborate at the end of the first day. You collaborate with other folks from the Plano office or from just other people with Stantec, or how do you do that?
Stantec is sending around 20 interior designers this year from various offices around the country. So we have made some strategic meetup times for us to get together as a group. It's great for us to be able to meet up in that location and, yeah, just exchange thoughts on what we've seen and where the trends are going.
Do you go there with projects in mind, and do you set appointments, or tell me a little bit more detail on that?
Some of us will set appointments. I do have one colleague who started arranging his appointments in February so that he could start at the top and work down. I personally prefer to be a little bit more spontaneous. I'll make a couple of appointments for things, yes, related to projects, but I like to wander about in and out on my own a little bit more.
Are you going there with some specific needs?
I would say this year I'm more interested in just getting a sense of the trends and, you know, checking out some of the thought leadership that we're seeing at some of the seminars, in addition to adding our own seminar to the lineup.
And when is that seminar?
It is 9:30 Monday morning.
You know, many of my audience is focused on the flooring business. You know, flooring continues to evolve. Are you going there to see perhaps what's changed in the flooring business?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're particularly interested in seeing how sustainability continues to be a current trend and how that manifests itself in flooring products. I think, you know, Shaw Contract and Interface Flooring are two that have led the sustainability conversation in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see what they have that's new, but also to see what some of the other folks are doing to be a part of that process as well.
So you go to NeoCon to learn about new products and to look for specific things that you need for projects you're working on. Do you take advantage of some of the parties that go on?
You know, networking is always a part of conferences like this. So, yeah, I will often stop in to just catch up with folks that I want to make connections with.
Okay, well, I mean, there's parties at the Mart certain times in the afternoon, but there's also off-premise kind of major parties that go into the evening. Will you go to any of those?
I haven't decided yet.
And when you get back, how do you define whether or not you've had a successful show?
A successful show is one where we were able to meet a lot of new people, make strong connections. I love seeing new products that solve problems in clever ways. Identifying the trends, whether that's good or bad, those product trends will impact the project work that we do one way or another.
You know, when you work the NeoCon show, you're hearing from manufacturers the attributes of the product. What is your litmus test or what is your vetting process for knowing whether or not what you're hearing is the truth? Do you talk to other designers later or do your own research or just take what they say at face value?
I would say it's a combination of those things. Many of the manufacturers who have been in this industry for a long time have developed strong reputations for durable products that work well and are aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. So for manufacturers that have been around for a while, I think they've built up a certain reputation that is a check against things that are being introduced that are new. For products or manufacturers that I'm not previously familiar with, yes, I like to run that by, especially the technical information, past some of the experienced people in our office who may have had an experience in the past with something similar.
Okay, Gwen, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us how you work the show. Again, been talking to Gwen Morgan, the discipline leader for interior design at Stantec's Plano, Texas office, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.